Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Pesachim Ayin Zayin. We have five lines from the top of the Amud, and resuming our discussion, which had begun in the Mishnah, which told us that those karbonos, which are time-sensitive karbonos, meant to be brought on that specific day, can be brought even if it so happens to be Shabbos, or even if Klal Yisrael is b'tumah, you will bring that carbon in a state of tumah. And the Gemara says this applies to all types of karbonos, including the Seirei Roshei Chodashim. Why is that? Because we find a reference in the Torah to Rosh Chodesh with the term Moed, indicating it's a set time, and the carbon brought on that day is a time-sensitive carbon, which can be brought even b'Shabbos or b'tumah. Continues the Gemara five lines from the top of the Amud. L'meimer, do you mean to say, if that's the case, that all these karbonis mentioned in the Mishnah, all those karbonis which will be brought on Shabbos and even b'tumah, are because the Torah refers to them as moed? L'meimer, do you mean to say, dekulhu mi moed asu? All those karbonis are rooted in the term moed? Manani mili, where do we find Mayid applied to all those karbonis? The Tanur Rabbanu, Vaydaber Moshe es Mayadei Hashem. This is the pasuk which concludes the parasha there in Chumash Vayikra. After the list of Yamim Tovim, the pasuk concludes that Moshe conveyed es Mayadei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael matam medloimer. What's the point of this pasuk? It's pretty obvious. We just finished the whole list of Yamim Tovim, which Moshe Rabbeinu taught to Klal Yisrael. Why do we need to repeat and conclude using this pasuk that Moshe relayed the Me'adei Hashem to Yisrael? Their answer is, it's coming to add something. L'fi sheloi lamadnu el l'tamadu Pesach. Because we've only learned up until this point, we only know that Karban Tamid brought on a daily basis and the Karban Pesach are going to be Deicha Shabbos, are going to be Deicha Tumah. Why? Shenamar b'hu b'moyadei. Because in both Karbanis, we have a term b'moy adoy mentioned, which comes to teach us b'moy adoy in its appropriate appointed time, b'afilu b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, you bring the Tamid and the Pesach. B'moy adoy also comes to teach us b'afilu b'tumah. Even if Yisrael happens to be Tamid, you will still proceed and bring the carbon. That applies to Pesach and Tamid due to the fact that b'moy adoy is mentioned in both cases. However, Sha'ar Karbonis Tzibur Menayin, how would we know that this same concept applies to other Karbonis Tzibur brought throughout the Yomim Tovim? Shenemar, that's why we need the Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, in Sefer Bamidbar, discussing the Karbonis of Yomim Tovim, Eile Tasul Hashem B'moy Adeichem, which tells us that these are time-sensitive, time-related Karbonis, and will be brought even B'tumah or B'Shabbos. Menayin L'Rabbis, how do we know to include even the Omer, the carbon brought on the 16th of Nisan, the Mincha of HaKarev Imoy, together with its carbon, Shtei Alechem, the two Lechem brought on Shavuos, VeHaKarev Imoy, and the Karbonos brought with them? How do we know that these will be brought even B'Shabbos or B'Tumah? Talmud Lomar, that's why we need that pasuk. Vayedaber Moshe. Es Mo'adei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael. This is the concluding pasuk of that long parsha, which also happens to list Omer Shtei Alechem within the Karbonis. And by repeating this pasuk, repeating this term, Vayedaber Moshe es Mo'adei Hashem, what is the pasuk doing? HaPasuk Kavoy or Kava Mo'ed Echad Lekulon. The Torah now established one time for all those Karbonis, meaning that everything included, everything mentioned before this pasuk, including the Omer Shtei Alechem, is time-specific, time-sensitive, and must be brought in its appropriate time, even if it so happens to be Shabbos or it's B'tumah. So now we have a pasuk applied to all these karbanis, indicating that they're brought on Shabbos and Tumah. We'll call Hani Lamali. If that's the case, why do we need a separate reference for each karban? Let the Torah just inform us that one of these will have this halacha of Shabbos and Tumah. Let's just apply it to the other ones. Srichi all I needed, Dikas Rahmanu Tamid, the Pasuk would only have mentioned that Tamid would have this halacha, I would say, Tamid is special. Hava Amina. Tamid, Shekein, Tadar. It has those unique elements. It's a constant carbon. It's a daily, twice daily carbon. The kol, and it's completely on the Mizbech. It's an oila. That's why it stands higher and perhaps can be brought even by Shabbos or Batuma. Aval Pesach loy, but a carbon Pesach, which contains none of these elements. Perhaps this halacha won't apply there. Kamashmon, that's why the Torah informs us, yes, even Pesach has this halacha. Because Rechmana Pesach, the Torah only informed us regarding Pesach, I would say Pesach, that's special, Shonish Kuris. Because if one neglects Pesach, that generates Kuris. So perhaps Pesach stands higher. Aval Tamid, the Einanish Kuris, Emaloi, but Tamid, that does not have a Kuris. Perhaps the halacha won't apply there, Kamashmon, that's why the Torah needs to inform us, it applies to Tamid as well. Because Rechmana Anitati, had the Torah only mentioned both of these, Pesach and Tamid, I would still say, well, Hani, who Yeshba and Sat Chomer? These two, Pesach and Tamid, each one has a unique element of Chomer, which is not found by other Karbanis. For instance, Tamid is Tadr, Vekol. Tamid has the Mila that it's constant, it's daily, and it's completely on the Mizbeach. Pesach has a Mila, Shoanosh Karis, it generates Karis. So perhaps due to their added elements of Chumrah, they will have the halacha of Shabbos Betumah. Aval Shor Kabbanis Tzibur Emer Leibah, when it comes to other Kabbanis, which contain none of these elements, perhaps the halacha of Shabbos or Tumah will not apply there. Kasav Rachmana. That's why Torah had to say, Eila Tas Lashem Ma'adechem, to include all the other Kabbanis. Because of Rachmana, Eila Tas Lashem Ma'adechem, if the Torah would have only said, Eila Tas Lashem Ma'adechem, to include the other Kabbanis, I would still say there's room to differentiate Hava Amina. I would contemplate Shar Kabbanis Tzibur Habarin L'Chaper. This only applies to other Kabbanis Tzibur who are brought for Kapar. Kabbanis on Yom Tov, the Musafin, Rashi says, even the Oila really is Mechaper on it. So I say there's a Kapar element there. So due to that added ability, perhaps it stands higher and can be brought even B'Shabbos or B'Tumah. Aval Omer or Shtei Alechem. But when it comes to the Minchas Omer or the Shtei Alechem, which have no Kapara ability, they ain't born L'Chaper, they're not coming to be Mechaper. What then? Elo L'Hater Ba'alma Ninu. The point is merely to be Mata, the new crop. You bring the Minchas Omer, which allows you to eat the new crop, the Chadash. You bring the Shtei Alechem, which inaugurates the new crop in the Hakrava context, in the Beis HaMikdash. The point is to be matted, the new crop, but not to be mechaper. So perhaps it doesn't stand as high, it's not as highly regarded as the other karbanos, and therefore, loy, you would not apply this halacha there. They can't be brought on Shabbos or Betumah Kamash Malon. That's why Pasuk needs to tell us there as well. This halacha will apply. Now, if the Torah would only have said Oymer Shtei Alechem on their own, I would still say that perhaps the halacha only applies there. Hava Amina Adrava. Perhaps just the opposite. Oymer Shtei Alechem De'alimi. Oymer Shtei Alechem, which are superior. Deboin Lahater, which have the ability to be Mater Chadash. That's real power. That's why they have this added advantage. They can be brought to Shabbos or Betum Aval Hanach Leva, the other Korban is not. And that's why the Torah has to tell us that each and every one of these Karbanis has this ability. Kamash Malan Torah informs us by applying the term B'may Adai, B'may Adeichem, etc. The Torah is teaching you that each one of these Karbanis will have the ability to B'deichatam, Shabbos, and Tumah. So in conclusion, we learn that all these Karbanis, which are time-related, time-sensitive Karbanis, can be brought even B'Shabbos, or even B'Tumah, if necessary. We have the Karban Tamid, because it says B'moyade. We have Karban Pesach there as well. We have B'moyade. Other Karbanis Tzibur, the Musafin, it says B'moyadechem. The Omer Shtei Alechem, Eile Moyade Hashem. Vaidaber Moshe es Moyade Hashem. And as we learned yesterday, regarding the Sira Rish HaChodesh, because there as well, we have a term Moyad in reference to Rish HaChodesh. Koralei Moyad. Continues the Gemara. Let's take a look at our Mishnah again. We have all those Karbanis Tzibur, which are Ba'in Betumah. The entire carbon is Tumah. You can still bring it, be makrivit. You can't eat it, aside from the Karban Pesach. You can't eat the other Karbanis, but you can be makrivit, you can be Zerek the Dam. The Gemara will have a kasha. Before we get to the kasha, we're going to set up the kasha by introducing several elements into our sugya, and then the Gemara will lead up to the kasha. Firstly, says the Gemara, Savru, the Bnei Yeshiva figured the Lekuli Alma, that the common view, the consensus is, Tuma Dechuya Hi B'tzibur. This is a machlek, as mentioned in the Gemara Yuma. We learned that a tzibur who is Tameh may bring their carbon. Is it a heter? Is it completely mutter? Is it permissible? Or do we say Tuma Dechuya? It's pushed away. It's an element of concern, the Tuma. But the Torah allows us to ignore it, to push it aside. And we're going to learn soon that the tzitz, the plate sitting on the Kohen Gadol's forehead, would be meratza, would actually counteract that tumah, nullify the consequences of the tumah, would be machshir the carbon. Because really the tumah is here. It's not that it's mutter. The Torah allows you to override, to ignore it. So the Bnei Yeshiva figured that the prevalent shita is that tumah is dechuya b'tzibur. The lekuli alma tumah dechuya hi b'tzibur ube'inan tzitz l'ratzis, and therefore we need a tzitz to allow for that hakrava. Why did we assume tumah dechuya? Because that seems to be the commonly accepted shita. The leka tana, the shamas le tumah hucho b'tzibur, we don't really find a tana that subscribes to the shita of tumah hucho b'tzibur. El Rabbi Yehuda. Aside from Yehuda, we don't find another shita. That's why we assume that the accepted shita is tumah dechuya b'tzibur. We find Rav Shimon holds that way. We find, as Tosis points out, the next stuff, we find Rav Yosi holds that way, and we know generally the halacha follows Rav Yosi's shita. So that was the assumption. We're working with the working assumption that tumah dechuya b'tzibur. Where do we find this discussion of tumah hucho b'tzibur or dechuya b'tzibur or desanya? Tzitz Bein sheyeshnei al mitzchoi, the tzitz, whether it's actually being worn, it's present on the metzach, on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, ubein she'eino al mitzchoi, or whether it's not on his forehead, just sitting somewhere on the table, meratza, it still has the same ability to be meratza, to undo the effect of tuma and generate ritzui. It accomplishes that the carbon will be accepted by Hashem. We're speaking about either a carbon yachid, where you found that after the fact that it was tamid, so tzitz is meratza, or a carbon tzibur, where we say lechatchila you can bring the carbon betuma when necessary, when Yisrael are tamid, you still need the ritzui tzitz, and that tzitz is meratza. It has that positive effect. It remedies the carbon, whether or not it's on the Kohen Gadol's metzach. David Reb Shem, he holds that the actual tzitz has the power to do so. It doesn't necessarily need to be worn at the time of the tumah. Reb Yehuda disagrees. Reb Yehuda Omer, Oydeyu al mitzchoi meratze. When it's sitting, when it's worn by the Kohen Gadol, it's on his forehead, then it can rectify the carbon. Ein oydeyu al mitzchoi ein meratze, but it's not on his metzach, it's not meratze. It's that combined tzitz with the Kohen Gadol wearing it, that it has the ritzui effect. Amalei Rabbi Shimon, I'll prove to you otherwise. Kohen Gadol, b'Yom Kippur miyuchich. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur will provide a proof. We're speaking during the avodah which he performs all the way inside in the Kodesh HaKadosh when he's only wearing the four big day 11 without the tzitz. She'enei ha-mitzchoi meratze. At that point, the tzitz is not on his metzach. And the Gemara is assuming that it's still effective. Should a tumah occur at that moment, the tzitz can still be meratz. So you see that the tzitz doesn't have to be on his forehead. Amalai, Sir Rabbi Yehuda responded, Hanach Yom Kippur, leave aside Yom Kippur. That's not a raya. Should tumah hucho b'tzibur? We're speaking about a public carbon, a carbon tzibur. Carbon tzibur doesn't need tzitz. Rabbi Yehuda holds that tumah is mutter by tzibur. You don't need a tzitz at all. So sure, over there, there's no problem if the tzitz is not being worn. But generally speaking, when you need the tzitz, for instance, by a carbon yachid, you found out after the fact that it was tameh, the tzitz can rectify it, but that's only if the Kohen Gadol was wearing it at the time. In any case, what do we see? There seems to be machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that tumah hutra b'tzibur. When we have a tumah b'tzibur, it's mutter. You don't need the effect of the tzitz. Mechlav the Rav Shimon savar. However, Rav Shimon holds tumah t'chuyi b'tzibur. That seems to be the machlokes here. It's pretty obvious that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't want to hold tumah hutra, whereas Rav Shimon disagreed. He yelled tumah t'chuyi b'tzibur, even a carbon tzibur. The tumah needs the assistance of the tzitz, and that's why Yom Kippur provides a good raya. Although it's a carbon tzibur, the tumah there is merely being overridden with the assistance of the tzitz. And if we see that the tzitz doesn't have to be on the kohen gadol, evidently that's not a requirement. So Rav Shimon holds tumah t'chuyah, and the Gemara assumes that is the commonly accepted view. So that's number one, tumah t'chuyah b'tzibur. Number two, Udukuli Alma. It also seems that the common prevalent shita is Eina tzitz meratza l'achiles. The ability of the tzitz to be meratza, that's only applied to the dam, which is the essence of the kapara. But it's not meratza. It doesn't rectify, it doesn't have any positive effect on the portion of the carbon which is going to be eaten, for instance, the basar. The Gemara is assuming that it's so. Why? The Lekha Tana, the Shamasli. We don't find a Tana that holds otherwise. The Omar Hatzitz Mrata Lachilis. That the Tzitz can have a positive effect even on the Achila portion of the carbon, even on the Basar. We don't find a Tana El Rabbi Lezer, except Rabbi Lezer. The Sani Rabbi Lezer Omer, Hatzitz Mrata Lachilis. The Tzitz can have a positive effect even on the edible portion of the carbon, not only on the Dam which goes in the Mizbeach, but even the Basar. Now, of course, doesn't mean that you can eat it when it was tummy. If you have a carbon which is tummy, we know it's in the Mishnah, you can't eat the basar. What he means to say is that it's as though the basar is here. The tzitz brings the basar, which is tummy as well, into the fold, and it's considered as though it's processed together with the dam. It can be part of the hakrava process. It's not negated due to the fact that it's tummy. It was incorporated in the hakrava. That's what Lezer Shita. It's only Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yosi, I mean, ain't that tzitz meratza l'achilas? No, the tzitz cannot be of any assistance to the chelik of the carbon which is going to be eaten. It only remedies the dam, but the basar remains tamei and it's out of the fold. It can't be considered as something incorporated in the hakrava process. That being the case, that number one, even a tumah b'tzibur. It's the chuyah, it's not mutter, it's the chuyah, it's overridden, it's pushed away, but we need that sits to come help matters. And then, number two, that sits cannot be effective for the achila portion of the carbon. It can only help for the dam portion. That being the case, now we're set up for the kasha. If so, neima masnisen, deloik rabbi shua. Apparently our Mishnah, which says that a carbon, which is completely tamei, the dam, the basar. You can go be makar that carbon. You can do zrika. Even though the basar is tummy and the tzitz won't be masakin and makshe that basar because tzitz is not meratza on the achila portion. It's as though you have no basar here. And this is inconsistent with Rabbi Yeshua, who says that you need to have two elements present. You need to have dam and basar, both in a state of fitness. They both have to be fit and royal akrava in order for the carbon to be kosher, to enable the zrikas adam. And our Mishnah, which doesn't seem to be concerned with that halacha, is apparently not following Rabbi Shua Ashit. Neima masisa loik Rabbi Shua, the sanya. We learned in a braisa. The pasuk says, Vasisa oiloi secha habosar v'adam. The pasuk continues, Al mizbach Hashem lekecha, v'dam zevachecha yishafech, al mizbach Hashem lekecha, v'abosar toichel. Says the Braisa, v'asisa lesecha basar adam. We seem to connect basar and dam here. Rabbi Shua Eimer, this comes to teach us that two things are interdependent. Im ein dam, im basar. There's no dam available. There's no proper, fit dam. The dam is not here. Or tamei ein basar. And it's as though there's no basar. You can't eat the basar without doing the zrika on the dam. Im ein basar, ein dam. Likewise, if there's no basar present, whether it's not here, or whether it's tamei, it's not basar ro'i fa'akrova. Ein dam. You can't do zrikas adam. Pretty clear that according to Yeshua, in order to enable zrika, you have to have basa, which is kosher, which is tar. Our Mishnah, which doesn't seem to be concerned with that requirement, we allow zrika even if the basa is tameh, seems to be in contradiction with Rabbi Shua. Before we get to that kasha, we'll get to that a bit later, we're going to get into the machlokes and the lezer Yeshua, elaborate on it a bit, and then come back to the kasha. The Braisa continues, so this was Shita Rabbi Shua, who requires both elements of the carbon to be present to allow hakra. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, no. All you need is a dam, which is the most vital and crucial part of that carbon. Dam, afa b'she'en basar. As long as you have the dam, even if there's no basar present, you can do zrika. Shenema. That's the ending of that pasuk. V'dam ezevachecha yishafich. Which tells us that shvichas adam is the crucial and vital factor of that carbon. The presence of basar is not. Now the Gemara is going to analyze what each shita does with the other one's pesukim. Umani mekayim, if so, how does Rabbi Lezer apply the pasuk that Rabbi Shua used, v'asisa l'esecha basar adam, which seems to connect basar and dam? Loyam lach to teach us another halach. Ma dam bezrika, just as the dam you throw on the mizbeach, a basar bezrika, the basar you meant to throw on the mizbeach as well. Havei oimer, we conclude from this, lul katan, there was this little gap, yesh, being kevesh l'mizbeach, between the ramp and the mizbeach, over which you would throw the basar. Tosafos says you didn't really need a gap, it was just there as a reminder to ensure that they would comply with this halach. So that's what the pasuk v'asisa oylo yisecha ha-basar v'adam is coming to teach us. Just as you throw the dam, you throw the bas. Rabbi Shua nami haksiv v'dam zevachecha yishafich. What does Rabbi Shua do with Rabbi Lezer's pasuk? V'dam zevachecha yishafich, which indicates that only dam is really what's so important here. The basar is not necessarily a vital factor. Oh, Malacha, Rabbi Shua says like this, haksiv gabei v'basar toichayel. The pasuk concludes, V'dam ezevachecha yishafech, al mizbech Hashem alekecha v'basar toichal. Just the opposite. You see that dam and basar go hand in hand. So according to Rabbi Shua, we really have two psukim saying the same thing. V'asisa oy l'esecha basar v'adam, that basar v'adam, two crucial elements. And then the pasuk continues again and repeats the same thing. V'dam ezevachecha yishafech, and then v'basar toichal. Why the repetition? Why do we need to psak him? Chad ba'oyla v'chad b'shlomim. The first one is ba'oyla, v'asisa oyla yisecha basar adam. The second one, v'dam ezif v'checha, that's a shlomim. So that's applying the halacha to shlomim. Utsricha, why both need it? Dikas rachmanah ba'oyla, as the Torah only told us this halacha, ba'oyla, which halacha? That in order for this carbon to be brought, to enable the zrika, you need to have also basar present. If we would only learn oila, I would say, Havamina, oila hi de chamira. This only applies to oila on account of its high status, its mochashav, its chamar, shekein kolal, because it's completely brought on mizbeach. Ava shlomim de lechamiri, but shlomim which doesn't stand so high, it's not completely on mizbeach. Emelai, perhaps this halacha doesn't apply there, and even if there's no basa present, it doesn't disqualify the akrova. That's why we have to speak about shlomim, because Rahman is shlomim. Had the Torah only mentioned shlomim, I would say just the opposite. Havamina, adraba. The ispe ushte achila, just the opposite. Shlomim stands higher in a way because there are two consumptions, two achilas contained in a shlomim. Part of it goes onto the mizbeach, chaylev, etc., and part of it is eaten by the owner. So perhaps due to the fact that it has the double achila element, you have to be more careful with the achila, and the basa has to be here in order to allow the akrova. Aval oila the leis bosh the achilas, but oila which doesn't have a double achila. It's completely on the mizbeach. It's only achilas mizbeach. Emelei, perhaps basar is not so crucial. Kamash melon. That's why the repetition is needed. One for oila, one for shlomim. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Lezer, what does Lezer do with this pasuk? Rabbi Lezer nami haksiva basar toicha. This was Rabbi Shua's response. Sure, the pasuk says v'dam ezevachecha yishafech, speaking only about dam. But then the pasuk concludes v'basar toicha, which indicates that basar is a vital ingredient. Rabbi Lezer doesn't agree with that. He says only basar is important. What does he do with the ending of the pasuk? V'basar toichal. Oh, melacha, I'll tell you like this. That's coming to tell us another halacha. How we boile? That's needed to teach us when to eat basa. She'ein ha-basa muta ba'achila. Achi zarek adam. One cannot eat the basa of carbon. Only after the zrika. First comes zrika, and then comes achilas basa. That's why the pasuk concludes, v'dam ez v'checha yishafech v'basa toichal. To teach us this halacha. It's unrelated to our discussion. Certainly, dam without basar is perfectly fine. The question is, from what point onward can you eat the basar? The pasuk is telling us, you have to wait for zrik. Ihachi. If the pasuk is needed for that din, then perhaps, eimakule lohachi da'asa. The entire pasuk is simply coming to teach us this halacha. And it's no longer available for the other halacha. That dam is sufficient without basar. Dam. Aval pi, she'en basar minola. If that's the case, how do we know the other halacha? That dam is enough without basa. How can he learn both things from the same pasuk? Omar halacha, Lezer will respond, yeah. Both can be derived from the same pasuk. Why? Imkain, because if the whole purpose of this pasuk was simply to tell us when to eat the basa, when you have dam and basa, when are you meant to eat it? Only after the zrika? That's the whole point and purpose. Imkain, Nichtav Rachmana, the pasuk should have switched the sequence. The pasuk should have said, Habasa toichel, eat the basar. V'hadar, and then the pasuk should have said, V'dam zevachecha yishafich. You should be shafich the dam of the carbon. And as Rashi points out, it doesn't say tishpech. Do the zrika, the shficha now. Yishafich indicates that it's referring to a past event. The zrika's dam, which already occurred before, prior to achila. Just as we find in the beginning of that pasuk, Vasisa oylei secha habasar adam. First we have a reference to basar and then dam. Here as well, the pasuk could have said, habasar toichel, v'dam ez v'checha yishafich, to indicate that the achilas basar only takes place after the dam was already nizrak. So to teach us that halacha, the pasuk should have reversed its order. Should have stated in this manner, which is consistent with the reish of the pasuk, where first comes basa and then dam. Why did the Torah choose to reverse the order of the words? Maishna da ak demele dam ez vochecha. Why is it that the pasuk begins with dam, v'dam ez vochecha yishafech, and only later v'basa toichel? That is also a lesson that the Torah is trying to teach us. Shma mina dam ava b'she'en basa. By switching around the sequence, by mentioning dam first, the Torah is telling us we're meant to apply a drasha right here. V'dam zevachecha yishafech, stop. Which means even if you only have dam without basar, you can bring that carbon. So that's one thing we learn. And the fact that the pasuk does conclude with a reference to eating the basar, rabasa toichel, that tells us the other halacha. When to eat basa? When there is basa? When do you eat it? After this rik. Ushma mina, and we learn from here as well. She'en ha-basa mutav achila. And she's a rak adam. That the basa is only mutav achila. From the point of zrika onward. So we learn both halachas from the same pasuk. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua. Now, how does Rabbi Yeshua know this halacha? That basar could only be eaten after zrika. Ein basar mutar achila ad sheizarek adam. How does he know that? The Zagir said that adds the words minole. How does he know that halacha? Because keep in mind, the Rishu already used both psukim for the purpose of teaching us that you need to have dam and basar present to enable zrika. One pasuk was for oila, one for shlamim. He no longer has a pasuk available to teach us this halacha. When to eat the basar? Answers the Gemara Kavachaymeru. He will derive it by way of a Kavachaym. He doesn't need a pasuk. Uma Emur. Since we find that Emur, the fat, etc. of the carbon. Dichilesnu loy ma'akvi. Since we find that Emur, even though they don't disqualify the carbon, when they're not here, they're not ma'akiv kapara, still at all. Ki isnu ma'akvi. When they are present, they hold up the achilas basar, as we learned earlier in the Masechta and Daf Nuntes, when the emurin are here, you have to wait patiently for the akhtaras emurin to eat the basar. So although they're not really an integral part of the carbon, they're not ma'akev, they're not vital and crucial, but when they're here, you have to wait for them. Certainly the dam, which is the core essence of the hakrova, the kapara, dam dechilesi ma'akev, when the dam is not here, it holds up, it's mi'akev, the achilas basar. Rashi explains that you can't eat the basar of the carbon if there's no zrikas dam. He says because the carbon is really off limits as soon as you are maglish it. The only reason the kohen can eat the basar is because he's taking from the shulchan gavai, the heavenly table, so to speak. Once the mizbech accepted the carbon, Hashem now gives it over to the kohanim. That acceptance only took place when there was a kapara done through dam. So if there's no dam, certainly the basar is asar. Dechilesi ma'akev, when there's no dam here, it is ma'akev da'achila. So it really stands higher than the imur. Without dam, you have no akrova. Ki isay like koshke de ma'akev, certainly if it's here, of course it holds up and prevents the achilas basar. You have to wait for the zrika to allow achilas basar. That's a plain, simple kavachim. You don't need a pasuk for it. Rebbe Lezer. So why does Rebbe Lezer need a pasuk? Mostly the asar b'kavachomer. Sometimes you find that even something that can theoretically be learned from a kavachomer, Torah v'kasal v'kor, Torah is matriach to write it down. Rebbe Yeshua. Whether Rebbe Yeshua respond to that? Kol hecha de'ikal midrash darshinan. But when we have an option, we have a way out. When we have something that we can apply the pasuk to, which was not learned out from a kavachomer, kol hecha de'ikal midrash. We have the ability to apply the pasuk for a drasha which is as yet unknown from a kavachomer. Darshina, who meant to prefer that? Sure, it can happen that the pasuk is merely repeating something that was learned from a kavachomer or that can be learned from a kavachomer. But if you have a way out, if you have an alternative, such as in this case, says Rabbi Shua, I can apply the pasuk for something else. This halacha that Achilas Basa only takes place after Zrika, I learned from a Kavachomer. The Pasuk, I apply for something else. To teach us that both elements of the Karban, the Dam and the Basar, need to be here, need to be present, need to be fit, in order to allow Zrika and Akrava of the Karban. Let's just stop for a moment and summarize the discussion between Reb Lezer and Bishur. We have two Psukim, Vasisa Oyloi Secha Basar Adam. And we have v'dam ezevachecha yishafech v'abasa toich. Rebbe says, as long as you have dam, that in itself enables the zrika. You don't have to have basa. The first part of the pasuk, v'asisa oylo yisecha basa v'adam, which seems to connect basa to dam, is simply coming to tell us, just as dam is bezrika on the mizbeach, basa as well, you need to toss on the mizbeach. V'dam ezevachecha yishafech comes to tell us, dam on its own is sufficient to allow the akrav of the carbon. The last words of basa teichel comes to tell us that the basa is only mutal achazrik. Rabbi Yeshua, on the other hand, learns vasisa olesecha basa adam comes to tell us that by an oila, this carbon is not kosher unless you have both parts of the carbon, dam and basa, which are fit for akrava, which are karav, which are tahar. The second portion of the pasuk, v'dam ezevachecha yishafech v'habasa toichel, as well, is coming to tell us the same halacha, except by Yishlamim, that dam and basar are vital ingredients for the kashas akarv. Has Rabbi Shua know that basar is only mutalach hazrika through a kavachim? Now, after this whole introduction, we're perfectly set up for the kasha. Our Mishnah, which tells us that you can bring even a carbon which was entirely tummy, the dam, the chelev, the basar. You can bring a betuma when necessary, because as we said, it's a carbon which needs to be brought today, and it's doicha Shabbos, it's doicha tuma. But how can you do that? Rabbi Shua holds that you need to have basar as part of the carbon process. Since we're speaking about tuma, which is hutcha, it's not hutra, it's not mutter, it's merely overridden. You need to have the ritzitzitz to come help us. And a tzitz is only meratzah. It's only effective for the dam. It's not effective for the achila portion of the carbon, in which case the basa, which is tumah, cannot be considered as part of the akrava process. If you have no basa taking part in the akrava, you have no carbon, according to Rabbi Yeshua. How does the Mishnah tell us that the carbon is kosher? Says the Gemara, in the second wide line, Hashta, now having known this, that Rabbi Shua requires dam and basar, not only by the Oila, even by the Shlomim, Lema mas nisna de loik Rabbi Shua. It would seem that our Mishnah cannot fit with Rabbi Shua. The Kiva, the Amar bin Antarti, since Rabbi Yeshua says you need to have both elements present, dam and basar, vitzitz achiles limeratza, and we're assuming that the tzitz can't rectify, can remedy, can be machsha, the chelik achila, the basar of that carbon, hechi asa betuma. How does the Mishnah allow us to bring the carbonus betuma? The tzitz perhaps can help for the dam. Tzitz is meratza on dam to enable the zrika, but it's not meratza on the achila, on the basar, or when we have the mincha, the leftover after you take out the kmitza, the leftover, the shirayim, that's the achila portion. The tzitz doesn't help for that. And since that's tamei, it's off limits. It's not part of the akrava. You're missing a vital ingredient in this carbon. Answers the Gemara. Afilu teim Rabbi Yeshua. No, the Mishnah perhaps can be following Rabbi Yeshua. Kasav Rabbi Yeshua, hatzitz meratza lo'ilam. Rabbi Yeshua will hold, although the tzitz can't be effective for the achila portion, but it can benefit the oilin. This is another element in the carbon. We have dam, we have the achila portion, the basar, for instance, and we have the chelev, the emurin. Those are called oilin. They're going to be on the mizbeach. And as long as it sits, activates that, it's machsha that portion, sits as maratz ala oilin, and it allows that to be considered as to be incorporated in the hakrava process, as though it's not tamei, we consider as though it's not tamei with respect to allowing the zrika. It's part of the hakrava process. It's part of the carbon. If that's the case, we can do zrika because Rabbi Shul requires both elements. You need dam, and you also need either one, either chelev or basar. In this case, although you don't have basar as part of the carbon, because the basar is tummy and off limits, but the tzitz can be machshir the chelev. In which case, you have, aside from dam, you have a kezais of chelev, which will now enable the dam for zrik. Says the Gemara, okay, that explains the animal carbon is mentioned in the Mishnah. You have the dam, you have the chelev, and the zrika benefits both of them. So you have two, both elements to allow the hakrav. Hotenech zvachem, the ik oilin, that explains the animal carbon. So you have the oilin, you have the chelev. El oimer shtei alechem. But what about the oimer, which is merely a mincha? You have the kmitza portion, which is actually considered like the dam of a carbon. The dam is separated from the carbon, put on the mizbeach. The kmitz is like the dam separated from the mincha. And then you have the leftover, the shiurayim, the oichlin, which are meant to be eaten by the kohen. You don't have that middle stage, the oil and the chelev. Ushtei alechem, likewise, the ushtei alechem, where you don't even have even a kmitza. So when it comes to those two karbanis, the leka oilin, where you don't have an oilin aspect, ma'ika lemeimar. How does the Mishnah allow them to be brought betumah? For instance, the oimer. You have a kmitza which is considered like dam, and the tzitz will be meratz on the dam, but it won't be meratz on the oichlin portion of the mincha. And you can't bring a mincha if that's the case. You need to have both elements: the portion which goes on the mizbeach, the dam. And you have to have the achila portion as well. So back to square one. It would seem that our Mishnah is inconsistent, Rabbi Shua. Says the Gemara, another suggestion. Amri, they answered, Ki Amar Rabbi Shua, Nami de Beinatarti. When did the Rishua say, you need both elements, dam and basa? Bezvachim, that's only by an animal carbon, but menachas le'amah. When it comes to mincha, where it's all one entity, you have the mincha, which is one thing, and sure, the kmitza is separated from the mincha, but it's like a representative of the entire mincha. It's not as though we have two separate aspects to the mincha here. And therefore, Rabbi Shua doesn't require that both elements should be fit. As long as the zrika, so to speak, the kmitza of that mincha is fine, because the Tzitz addresses that. He's already addressed the entire mincha. The mincha le'yomer. And therefore, when it comes to the Omer, now Mishnah, it's okay. Menachas le'yomer? Is that so that Rabbi Shua wouldn't apply his concept by menachas? That's not. We learned in the Mishnah where we clearly see otherwise. Nitma shi'ira, speaking about a mincha, whose leftovers became tummy. There's a girsa that adds nisa for shi'ira. They got burnt of the shi'ira. The leftovers got lost. What is halacha? Can you do the zrika? Kemidas Rabbi Elazar shi'ira. According to Rabbi Elazar shi'ita, it's kosher, and you could do the kmitza. You could take the kmitza and put it on the mizbeach. Because according to Rabbi Elazar, you don't have to have two aspects, two elements. As long as you have the dam, that's okay. In the mincha, as long as you have the kmitz, that's okay. Kmitz Rabbi Shua psula, but according to Rabbi Shua's shita, it's possible because you need both elements present to allow haktara, to allow hakrava. You need to have dam and basar. In this case, by a mincha, you need to have the kmitza portion and the shirayim available. It's very clear that Rabbi Shua applies his concept to menachas as well. Answers the Gemara, kmitas v'loy kmitas. The Mishnah here, the Tana, is adopting somewhat Rabbi Shua's shita. Kimidas, it's somewhat in line with Rabbi Shua's shita, but loy kimidas, but not exactly. In one aspect, the Mishnah is following Rabbi Shua, but actually the Mishnah is both machmed Rabbi Shua. Kimidas Rabbi Shua, we're following Rabbi Shua to be in entirety. That we need both elements. We need dam and basar. For loy kimidas Rabbi Shua, however, it's not exactly in line with his shita because the Ilu Rabbi Shua b'zvachem amar. Rabbi Shua only applies his halacha to animal karbonis. But menachas le'amar. It doesn't apply his halacha to menachas. That's Rabbi Shua. The Ilu haitana savar, but this tana is more machmer. He holds afilu b'menachas. That even there, you need two elements present to allow haktara. But Rabbi Shua himself, perhaps, doesn't require it by menachas. And therefore, he's consistent with our Mishnah, which allows the omer to be brought b'tum. Says Gemara, that's a problem. Umanoi haitana, who is going to be this Tana? The Koikava said, on the one hand, follows Rabbi Shua conceptually, Umachmer Tvei Minei, and is actually more Machmer than him. He applies Allah to Menachas as well. At this point, we really haven't found such a Tana. It's difficult to speculate about such a thing. Va'oid, in addition, Tanya. We learned in a Braisa, where it seems very clear that Rabbi Shua applies his din to Mincha as well. Or Rabbi Yosi. Now this price will sound a bit cryptic. The Gemara Daf Ayin Ches will elaborate on it. Amar Yosi, Roy Ani Yathir Belezer B'Menachos B'Zvachem. Rabbi Yosi was related to the Machlokes between Belezer and Yeshua. Belezer was the one who held that dam is enough. You don't need basar to allow hakrava, to allow zrika. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua says you need dam and basar. Rabbi Yosi says, look, to me it seems Roy Ani. His opinion seems to be more probable. I seem to be in agreement with that sheet. Rabbi Elazar's sheet by Menachos and by Zvachim. V'div Rabbi Yeshua, and the words of Rabbi Yeshua seems to be more probable than Rabbi Elazar. B'Zvachim and Menachos. By both Karbonis and Menachos. Now it seems to be a bit contradictory. The Gemara later will explain. In any case, the Braisa continues. The words of Rabbi Elazar seem to be more probable to me. He would say, "Dam afu b'shein basar, shem basar." Even though there's dam without basar, that's okay. And Rishu's words by zvachem. He used to say, "Imein dam in basar." If there's no dam, the basar is as though it's not here. Imein basar in dam. If there's no basar, there's no dam. Both ingredients are necessary for the success of the carbon. Rabbi Elazar's shita by Menachos, I seem to concur with. She'omer koymetz ava b'shein shirayim. He held that a koymetz is enough, even though there's no shirayim. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua by Menachos is she'omer im'ein koymetz en shirayim. If you don't have the koymetz, then the shirayim are worthless. Im'ein shirayim and koymetz. If there are no shirayim present, then the koymetz. It's possible as well. The words need to be elaborated on, as the more later will explain. But what pertains to us is that we see very clearly, Rabbi Yosi in the Braisa relates to Rabbi Yeshua even with respect to Menachos. Apparently, even by Mincha, both ingredients, both elements need to be fit, need to be Roy Lakrova, the Koymetz and the Shirayim. If that's the case, how does our Mincha allow, how does our Mishnah allow bringing a Mincha, a Omer, Bitumah? The Tzitz can only be effective for the Kaimitz, which is like the dumb, but not for the Shiraim. If you have no Shiraim, you have no Achilles. It's as though you have dam without basar. You can't bring this carbon. Says the Gemara, Ella, the Gemara will offer another suggestion. Ella Kosav Rabbi Shua, Hatzitz Maratza ala Oilin v'ala Achilles. We made an assertion earlier that all agree that sitz cannot be effective for the achila portion of the carbon. No. Perhaps Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. He holds that sitz can be meratza, can remedy, can be effective for the oilin, the chela portion, for the achila portion. In which case, even if the entire carbon is puzzle, just as it sitz activates the dam, the tzitz will activate the basar as well, the shiurim mincha as well, and allow it to be incorporated into the hakrabah process, in which case you have both elements, both aspects of the carbon. And that explains our Mishnah. Ihachi, if that will be the case, let's go back to the Mishnah mentioned earlier. We have a mincha whose shiurim became tamei, got lost, burnt. The Mishnah tells us that according to Rabbi Shua, it's possible. Why? Amai can be that Rabbi Shua psula. Why is it possible? You just told me that the tzitz is meratza on the shirayim. Aoved v'sarf. That is only in reference to the shirayim that got lost or burnt, in which case they're physically not here. The tzitz can't be effective for that. Nothing you can do. They're missing. Therefore it's possible. But when it comes to shirayim which are tamei, perhaps the tzitz can be machshir that. Such as in our Mishnah, where the Omer is Tomei and the Tzitz will take care of it. Says, well, we have a problem, because the Mishnah there, by Mincha, discussed three scenarios. The Shiraim that got lost, got burnt, and became Tomei. In order to bring out whose Shita would the Mishnah mention Tuma? Ela Nitma Laman Katani. What was the point of mentioning Tuma? Little Blazer? In order to teach us that according to a Blazer, it's fine. Even though the shirayim are tamei, you don't need shirayim, the kmitza is enough, because dam without basar is enough. Was that the point of mentioning it? Pshita, it's pasha. There's no need to discuss nitma. Why? Hashta yishleimah. Ovad v'sarif, delesnu, masher belezer. Now that you're telling me, we have three cases, lost, burnt, and nitma. If in a case where the shirayim are physically not present, are lost or burnt, you're going to tell me that Reb Lezer is machshir because he doesn't need the shirayim as an ingredient in that krov. So if in that case he's machshir, certainly when it's merely nitma, it's here, but it's just nitma. Nitma de'isei, that the shirayim are actually present. Mibaya, is there a need to tell me the country of Reb Lezer it's kasher? Of course it's kasher. So what was the point of discussing nitma? Not to inform us that the country of Reb Lezer it's kasher? Of course it's kasher. If it's gone, it's kasher. And certainly if it's here and just tell me it's kasher. El pshita. Rabbi Yeshua. Apparently the point of mentioning the Nitma case was to bring out the Rabbi Yeshua Shita, who says it's possible. On the Shiraim on Nitma, it's possible because you don't have the Shiraim included in the Akrova. Uktani Psula. The Mishnah clearly says that according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's possible. Evidently, the Tzitz cannot be Machshir the Shiraim, cannot be Machshir the Achilles. If that's the case, how's Rabbi Shua going to be in line with our Mishnah that allows us to bring a Omer which is completely Tamei? The tzitz won't help the Achila portion. Void. In addition, we have a clear Braisa that according to Rabbi Shua, tzitz won't help for the Achila portion. Void. Tanya, Rabbi Shua Omer, called Zvachan Shabbatar, all Karbanis, Bein Shnitma Basa, Bechel of Kayim. Rabbi Shua requires not only Dam, but also the Achila portion. Whether a Kazayis of the Basar, or even a Kazayis of the Chelav. That's also enough. Kol zvach shabatoyra, bein shenitma basar, whether we're speaking that the entire basar became tamei, v'chelev kaim, and the chelev portion is still around, that's okay. U'bein shenitma chelev, u'basar kaim, whether the chelev became tamei, and the basar is still present, he's here, he's tar. In either case, zerek zadam, that enables us to do zrik. Aval nitmu tarvay loy. Apparently, if they both became tamei, basar and dam, you can no longer do zrika. Why not? Al makasav Rabbi Yeshua, apparently Rabbi Yeshua holds, Eina tzitz meratze, al oilin, v'loy al achilis. Tzitz cannot benefit the chela which goes in the mizbeach, nor the basa which is meant to be eaten. So now that we've proven that to be the case, going back to the kasha, back to square one. Our Mishnah, which tells us that you can bring a carbon, whether it's an animal carbon, whether it's a mincha, even though it's entirely tummy, doesn't seem to be consistent with Rabbi Yeshua. Because if the chelev and the basar or the shiur and mincha are not roi, then it says, oh, they're missing. You can't bring a carbon without that element. Ella says, the Gemara, let's offer another suggestion. Lo'ilam Rabbi Yeshua yimas nisen. Perhaps Rabbi Yeshua is in line with our Mishnah. V'loi kasha, and the answer is like this. Kanachat chila kandiyavit. Rabbi Yeshua requires basar. L'chat chila. But b'di'evet? If he did the zrika, even without basar, it's kasha. Ki om Rabbi Yeshua l'chat chila. Rabbi Yeshua only doesn't allow you to do it l'chat chila initially when there's no basar. D'evet loy, but b'di'evet it works. And perhaps our Mishnah is speaking about b'di'evet. Umanat hemra, how would you know to differentiate? That according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's a difference between Ben Lechatchila and Diyavad. Lechatchila you're not meant to do it, but Diyavad it works. The sign of, because we have a brisa which teaches us that Nitma Basar, Oishan Nifsa, Oshiyatzachot Lekloim, the Basar of the carbon became Tamay, or became puzzled through touching a Tful Yoim, or left the Kloim, the curtains, it means the Mishkan, or in the out of the Azorah. Rabbi Lezah, I mean Zarek. He says, despite the fact that there's no Basar, Tor or Kasher, you can still do the Zrika as long as you have done. Rabbi Shom and Loi Yizarek, the Zrika cannot be done because you need to have Basar. Basar which is Kasher, Basar which is Tor. That's the Chatchil. Umayd Rabbi Shom, Shem Zarek Hurtza. But certainly, even according to Rabbi Shom, Bidi Yavid, if he did Zrika, even in the absence of Basar, the carbon is Hurtza, it's Kasher, it's effective. So we see clearly that according to Rabbi Shom, Bidi Yavid, it works. So perhaps that's a solution to our kasha. Our Mishnah, speaking of b'di'evet, says the Gemara, we have two problems. Chad, number one, the psula, when the Mishnah earlier said that when the shiari mincha became tamei or lost, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's puzzle. That term, psula, what does that sound like? The psula, the evet mashm, sounds like it's puzzling b'di'evet. V'oid, in addition, even if perhaps you'll say psula means, well, chatchil, it's puzzle. Oh, but the evidence is good. We have another kasha. Take a closer look at the wording of our Mishnah. Chamisha dvarim boyim. These following items can be brought, even though they're tummy. What does that sound like? Boy means lechatchila mashma. You can bring it without hesitation. So that takes us back to square one. Apparently our Mishnah is not consistent with Rabbi Yeshua. A Mishnah which allows you to even lechatchila bring a carbon, knowing full well that you don't have the basar here. You don't have the chelik achilles. Roi lahakrova is apparently not fitting with Rabbi Yeshua, who requires not only the dam, but also the basar. Ella finally says the Gemara, like kasha, the answer will be like this. Kan b'yachid, kan b'tzibur. Rabbi Yeshua, who says lechatchila, the basar needs to be present, speaking about a carbon yachid. However, our mission is speaking about a carbon tzibur. A tzibur? To mahuch of a tzibur. We're going back from our working assumption that when we have a tumah b'tzibur, it's not mutter, it's just overridden, it's pushed away, it's out of necessity, and you need to have that sitz to help things out, in which case it won't work over here because the sitz won't help for the achilu, which is needed. No, says the Gemara. Rather than say tumah t'chuyu b'tzibur, we hold tumahuch of a tzibur. It's perfectly permissible. The Torah tells you, bring the carbon. I reckon everything as part of the akrob. The dam, the bus, even though it's tummy, it's considered as part of the akrob process. And you're not lacking anything. You have both elements here. You have dam and bus. So that's the Pshat Mishnah. We're speaking about a carbon tzibur. And since it's mutter to bring it, you don't need the tzitz to come help us out. Sure, the tzitz can help for the achila portion. It's mutter, you don't need tzitz. It's a perfectly acceptable carbon. You have dam, you have basar, which the Torah accepts, lechatchila. And you have a full akrova, encompassing both elements of a carbon. Dam and basar, the koimit and shirayim. Therefore, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's no concern whatsoever. Let me make a quick chazar of today's daf. We learned that all these karbanets, which are time-sensitive, can be brought even b'shabbos or b'tumah. We proceeded with four machlekes. Tumah is Huchu B'tzibur or just Dechuyu B'tzibur? when we need the tzitz to help us. Does it only work when it was worn by Aaron, or even when it's off his forehead? When tzitz is meratzeh, is it only effective for the dam, or even for the achila portion of the carbon? Is dam without basar enough to allow zrika, that's Rabbi Elazar, or according to Rabbi Yeshua, you need dam and basar? We proceed with akasha. We assume that our Mishnah follows the shita tumah is dechuyah, which means you need the tzitz, and the tzitz won't help for the achila portion. Our Mishnah, which allows you to bring a carbon which is entirely tumah, doesn't seem to work with Rabbi Yeshua, who needs the achila portion. The Gemara concluded, our Mishnah follows the shita of tumah hutra b'tzibur. It's perfectly mutter. Even the achilik achila is kosher and it's part of the akrama. Hatzlacha Rabbah.